Tom Karkle in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. Our AccuWeather forecast for today, going to be turning sunny eventually here, going to be a warm, humid one with a high around 88 degrees. Around the area right now in Kenosha, it's 70 degrees, Burlington 69, Milwaukee 73, it is 70 in Racine. A heat advisory will continue until at least 7 o'clock tonight. High humidity combined with the temperatures around 90, creating the heat index near 100 degrees. Health officials, emergency management officials, again reminding the public, stay hydrated, put off any strenuous outdoor activity if possible until maybe this evening or sometime this weekend. Strong storms, meanwhile, hitting southeast Wisconsin twice yesterday, once in the late morning and again last night, resulting in scattered power outages and some damage. On a day with the heat advisory in effect, several thousand We Energies customers were left without air conditioning, especially in Waukesha. No reports of any injuries or either storm system damage. The strong winds, though, at times did blow down some trees and tree branches, and that included onto power lines. Some kind of an electrical malfunction caused the power to go out in the basement of a home at 1420 Thurston Avenue in Racine Thursday afternoon. That resulted in a little fire that caused about $1,000 worth of damage. Exact reason, still under investigation. A family member noticed the lack of power in the basement and then attempting to ascertain why, a smoke alarm went off. Family vacated the home, called 911. They were able to go back in once the fire was extinguished and the smoke ventilated. The home was deemed safe. Well, it was talked about Donald Trump getting the nomination to be the Republican nominee for president, and plenty of excitement at the Wisconsin delegation gathering in Cleveland. Bill Jake from Franksville said there's a lot of hope for this country going forward at this point.
I want to see a Republican Congress bringing as many pro-growth, less government bills for Donald Trump to sign. Plus, I want to see constitutionalist Supreme Court justices added to the third branch of government.
Jake and State Assembly Speaker Robin Voss among the delegates from this area attending the convention in Cleveland. Governor Scott Walker going to be announcing his choice for the upcoming vacancy on the Wisconsin Supreme Court either today or early next week. That person will succeed the retiring Justice David Prosser, who is stepping down at the end of the month. The governor deciding between Attorney Dan Kelly, 2nd District Appellate Court Judge Mark Gundrum, and 3rd District Court Judge Thomas Ruse. The normally routine and poorly attended Kenosha Unified Electors meeting this fall now has the potential to become a bit of a referendum on how the district deals with transgender students. Posting on Facebook, former board member Kyle Flood claims to have collected enough signatures to put the matter on the September 19th agenda. Kenosha, technically a common school district, and as a result, the school board has to allow voters to approve the tax levy. Other matters, though, by petition can be brought up as well, and that's where Flood's call for a discussion on transgender issues comes into play. The district right now prohibits such students from using the bathroom of their choice. Trumper's Ash Whitaker filing a federal lawsuit this week because of it, and what he claims is a policy coming this fall that will focus unwanted attention on him. A Racine pastor who put some controversial comments onto social media in reference to the officer-involved shooting deaths of young black men nationwide says he will not resign from the Police and Fire Commission. Here's more from WRJN's Janet Hoff.
In a statement released to the media, Pastor J. Mark Freeman said he is always deeply concerned for the safety and well-being of parishioners and the community he is called to serve. He said after prayerful reflection, meditation, and consultation, he has decided to remain in his post on the commission. Post by Freeman, who is the bishop at Second Missionary Baptist Church on Lathrop Avenue, on social media included a police officer wearing a pointed white hood while pointing a gun at a black youth and replacing the C in America with the letters KKK. In his statement, he said, the nation is in peril, and there are difficult conversations that must be had and compassionate work to be done in order for genuine healing to occur. Freeman has taken down his Facebook page and made his Twitter account private. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News.
Racine Mayor John Dickert appointing Freeman to that commission. He called the online material divisive and inflammatory. Kenosha area clergy, meanwhile, holding a vigil at the lakefront in the wake of the recent police shootings nationwide. The almost 75 in attendance, with the occasional glance toward the sky as a storm system approached. Strong winds canceling the lantern launch the group had planned at the Harbor Channel, but several clergy members did speak, including Reverend Lawrence Kirby, the pastor of Second Baptist Church, who, like others nationwide, called for unity.
As long as we try to make it a Republican or a Democratic problem, a black or white problem, all lives matter versus black lives matter problem, we'll never get to any solutions. We must understand that our nation has some deep-seated issues, and that's okay because every nation does.
Also at last night's gathering, representatives of the local NAACP chapter announced an August 11th community meeting on police issues at Lincoln Park's Oberletti Center. Green Bay Packers are lobbying to host the NFL draft, figuring Chicago could do it. Why not Green Bay? Team President Mark Murphy saying they've applied to host the draft in either 2019, 20, or 21. He spoke at the Packers' annual shareholders meeting and said that the league views the draft as an event that can move all around the country each year like the Super Bowl. After decades in New York, the last two drafts were held in Chicago. Hotel space, of course, could be an issue in the league's smallest market, but Murphy notes many fans attending the games, they can stay within an hour's drive of Lambeau Field. Racine St. Catharines High School has named a new head boys basketball coach to replace the legendary Bob Letch, who announced his retirement last month after more than 35 years, and the name has a familiar ring. 34-year-old Nick Bennett is the nephew of one-time University of Wisconsin coach Dick Bennett. He played basketball at Stevens Point, went on to be an assistant coach at UW-Whitewater. He becomes only the fourth boys basketball coach in St. Catharines history. The Journal Times reporting Bennett will also be teaching social studies and physical education at the school. It read like a fairly simple proposal to replace the chairman of the Racine Public Works and Services Committee with a vice chair because of job-related time constraints and the chance to develop some new leaders on the Common Council. The discussion got a little complicated, but it was also educational. Alderman Terry McCarthy, who travels for his job, said that the goal was to accomplish both, but he noted city ordinance does not require the public works chair to lead the traffic commission, as he first thought, so that only meant it would be a benefit to himself.
The real question is it the right thing to do going forward? And my thoughts were it's some committee chairmanships for spread out more across the entire council may be an appropriate way to go. That's the genesis of this request.
City Administrator Tom Friedel pointed out the communication said nothing about chair of the Traffic Commission, which is not a standing committee.
It doesn't say anything about who would be the chairman of Traffic Commission. It just says instead of having the chairman of the Public Works be designated, you would designate the vice chairman. And the Traffic Commission could continue then to elect its own member as chair.
The Council's Committee of the Whole did recommend that the entire Public Works Committee pick a replacement to the chair of that group on the Traffic Commission. A recent string of vehicle thefts aside, you may have noticed the rearrangement of Highway 20 dealerships in Mount Pleasant, which continues, the Village Plan Commission told, about continued efforts for new sites along that same corridor, as well as what would happen to those left behind. Development Director Logan Martin getting into some of the plans by Hyundai to relocate closer to the interstate, explaining the same owner who built the new open Toyota dealerships, the newly opened dealership for Toyota, which is right next to the eye, it's all part of the shuffling connected to the purchase of the Gentil dealerships that occurred a while back.
As you know, Toyota, the old Toyota building is currently vacant, and we're working on possible redevelopment proposals for that site. Subaru moved to Kenosha and built in Kenosha, and there's some issue when the Honda and Hyundai, which are currently in Sturtevant, were purchased. The Honda facility was built as a Nissan dealership, and so that building doesn't meet the franchise requirements of Honda other than the reface that they did to the outside.
Martin telling commission members the owner of the current buildings, which are technically in Sturtevant, is possibly considering another Honda dealership. Needed rezoning, the certified survey map, and the site plan for the new Racine Hyundai all recommended for approval by the Mount Pleasant Plan Commission. And Wisconsin's unemployment rate of 4.2% remains at a 15-year low, while the Department of Workforce Development says the state added nearly 11,000 jobs last month, almost 50,000 in the past year. Continuing unemployment claims in the state are at their lowest level in at least 30 years, first-time claims currently at their lowest mark since 1989. WRJN.com. That is our webpage. Our newscasts are in the local news section. And at WRJN News, that is for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karko, WRJN News.